Mr. Swanson, Reel 4. I think a lot of the shooting which British troops were involved in the Greek Civil War was towards the end of 1944 in Athens.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps it was then.
Well, it was definitely during that period, right enough.
Where were you wounded?
Well, I was wounded in the shoulder here, and I had across my knuckles on this hand and through the flesh of the thumb on the other hand. Yeah. It wasn't too bad, but it could have been, you know. This was some of the other chaps fairly badly wounded, but out of the lot, luckily no one was killed. Surprisingly, I think the good thing about it was that the driver wasn't hit, and he immediately, you know what I mean, got and turned into this place where he knew there was a British HQ, and there was medical orderlies there as well.
Were you on patrol at the time, or were you
on duty? No, we're just, in fact, we had been on sick report. As I was troubled with, I finished up, I had amoebic dysentery, and I'd been on sick report, and so had the other chaps in the truck. And we were just actually coming back from sick report to where we were stationed. Just driving along this street, and I see all of a sudden the canvas on the truck was absolutely riddled. So as I say, surprising, there was nobody hurt, but there was quite, some of the other chaps were fairly badly wounded, you know what I mean, quite a few.
But you were in British Army uniform?
Oh yes. Oh, there was no question if there was any doubt as to who we were. No, there was, as I say, whether it was someone that was just trigger happy or whatever, but there was, obviously we were, it could be seen to be a British Army truck. And
how disturbed was Athens when you were there?
Well, as far as I could see, it wasn't all that. Where the fighting seemed to be going on, in a sense, it seemed to be sort of divorced from other parts of the town, because I made some friends in Athens, like, and on
the
whole...
Some Greek friends.
Pardon?
Some Greek friends.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't maybe as all that bad, but it was still a pity, because there's no doubt, the ones that were against the king were being returned or whatever, the monarchy were being reimposed, they used to look at us, but why are you doing this? And it was difficult for us to say, well, we're not doing it, we don't like it, but this is it. But they couldn't quite understand, like, we'd been there associating with them, fighting on their side, and then they seemed to feel, which probably quite rightly, that we were turning against them.
Was this the Greek friends that you'd made who said this to you?
Well, I think they were probably more understanding, because they could speak English. One chap that I knew quite well, he could speak fairly good English, and I think he was probably understood that what the British government did well, had nothing to do with the soldiers. But then some of the folk didn't. Some of the rest probably didn't see it that way, but he probably understood that a government can do something that has got nothing to do with the citizens, really, that they don't necessarily agree with it or that. But
what kind of Greeks were saying, why are you doing this?
It's more the sort of those that had been partisans, as they so call it. Well, that would be the sort of ordinary soldier, as you might say, as opposed to the, what you would call, maybe the those with a better understanding of the world, as you might say, and what governments didn't necessarily reflect on the soldiers of that country. I mean, say they were just sort of, we weren't actually fighting there, we were just supposedly trying to keep the peace between the two, which was a rather difficult task, and maybe a thankless task.
Did any of the Greeks say that they were glad to have British troops there?
Well, how do you mean, during that time?
Yes.
Well, I couldn't say that I, if you mean by that did I meet up with or speak to folk who were actually in favour of the monarchy being restored? I couldn't say that I did, but then, of course, that wouldn't mean to say that half the population maybe did think the other way, but I wouldn't like to. But as I say, the ones that we were associated with as soldiers seemed to be, I would say, the majority seemed to question, you know, I mean, why was the monarchy being imposed on them again?